Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Rising waters breach a levee, flooding a neighborhood just north of downtown Des Moines, Iowa. About 270 homes and businesses are in danger, as well as a high school. Residents have been forced out, leaving their homes unprotected. Northern Japan was shaken awake this morning by a magnitude 7 earthquake. It rattled nuclear power plants and buried people under massive landslides. Japanese officials report at least 6 dead and more than 140 injured. They're still searching for 11 missing people. The number 2 man in Zimbabwe's Movement for Democratic Change has been brought before a judge in Harare. He was not allowed to speak to his lawyers and will appear before a lower court judge Monday. Police say they'll charge him with treason. A day after they were set free in a daring daylight prison break, security forces in Afghanistan still haven't managed to catch any of the nearly 900 prisoners who escaped. Some 400 of those who escaped Friday from a prison in Kandahar are suspected members of the Taliban. A solemn moment during President Bush's trip to Paris today. The president traveled to the outskirts of Paris to visit 2 cemeteries and war memorials. He laid a wreath at an American cemetery honoring soldiers killed in World Wars I and II. Earlier, Bush and French President Nicolas Sarkozy criticized Iran and Syria, telling Tehran to stop enriching uranium. Discovery Shuttle astronauts in space for nearly 2 weeks are back on the ground. The shuttle landed safely at 11:15 Eastern this morning, touching down at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Also back on Earth after 95 days in space, flight engineer Garrett Reisman. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.